Good morning. Past week staff in Maseches Yumis Daf Mem, being in the fourth parak in Yuma. The sugya over here starts on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We'll start from over there. It's important to get the beginning of the sugya clear as the cheshbonos go on. It gets a little complicated. So that's why it's kedai to spend a little time over here to get clear and comfortable with the beginning of the sugya to Lushainis. Okay, but in order to properly understand the beginning of the sugya, we really have to start to see the Gemara on Daf Samach. Right? So if you could see that, Machlek is Tanoim. Right? Mishnah on Daf Samach says as follows: Kol Ma'is Yom Kippur Ma'om La'Aseder, that the Avodas on Yom Kippur, which were said in an order, Al HaSeder. Rashi says that over here, what the Mishnah is saying, that's what this is referring to in the Mishnah. Im Hikdim Ma'is L'Chaver El Oso Klum, that if it was done out of order, if it was makdim something that really was supposed to come later, lo yasa klum. So the fact that it's out of order, it's not in its proper place, is an ikuv in that avoida, and that avoida is not accomplished at all. The Mishnah goes and it gives an example: hikdim dam asor ledam hapar. If he's makdim the dam soyer before the dam par, yachs of yazm dam soil, acha dam par, you have to redo it. Now, as far as the Seder Hadvorim, Rashi Bayos, flip back to over here, Rashi Bayos tells us the Seder that we're dealing with over here. This Rashi over here starts in the last of the narrow lines. V'seder avodei sehin kachi v'parshim. Question about really where this part in the Rashi goes, over here or later. But akoponim, but this is important for us, that the seder avodei is as follows. B'tchil misvada al hapar v'derishim. First, what was done was the first vide on the par. V'chakach magril al ha-soyer. Then afterwards, the hagrol is done on the se'irim. V'chakach misvad al ha-par vide sheni. Then back to the par for a second vide. And at this point, the shechita is done, we'll see. Now, even though the shechita was done and he caught the blood, but at this point, they didn't do the matonis of the dam yet. That's the Mishnah tells us, that there was someone there that was mixing the dam, keeping it in a liquid state. Because at this point, umachnes kaf umachta v'noisnes akteris ala'esh. So now at this point, that's when the akteris is done. After the shechita, before the matonis, then he finishes off the avoida of the par that was started. Now, the Rashi tells us in the Pesukim, like he's saying, that there were three sets of matonis. You have the matonis that in our sugi calls that pnim, that's in the Kochi Kochim, it's referred to the Ben Habadim or Kapoiris, right? That means the kaparis was the covering of the oran. The hazois were done toward the kaparis, and the kaparis was between the badim. That's all referred to as one thing. Those are matonis in the kolchi kolchim, in the pnim. Matonis kineged the kaparis, bein Ben Habadim. That was the first set. Right? Just give you the background over here, right? Then afterwards they have Matana Shebeheichol. That was Kneged the Paroiches. I was standing outside toward the Paroiches. That was the curtain. Kaparis Paroiches, right? Similar sounding things, getting a little confusing, right? And then afterwards you have the Matanas on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaPrim Yivaita in the Heichol over there. Now Rashi continues over here. Rashi says, so we just mentioned the Matanas of the Par Al HaKapiris. That's in the Kochi Kochim. Al HaKapiris, connected the Kapiris. Now, at this point, the Soyer Lashem is still alive. Now we're ready for Itz Dam. Itz Dam is supposed to be the next Hazor in the same Mokim, right? The Seder HaDvaron, like the Soyer, is when the Dam Apar are done separately, first is the Par, and then it's the Soyer. At this point, ready to do the Damre of the Soyer, Lefnav, Lefnim. So Zokri Ashi, V'achakach Shechres HaSoyer, now you Shech the Soyer Lashem, and now you see Menu HaKapurus, and now you go, and you do make this similar hazois that you made from the par, and I did that with the soil. V'chakach noisim midam par al haparoiches. This is in the heichel. Now you take the dam par, and you make the hazois connect the paroiches. V'chakach midam ha-soil, over there, connect the paroiches. And now, the third mokum, the third place where the dam is done, is a shini over here, as far as that the first two mekoymis he did it separately, dam parden and dam asoyer, and over here's a kriyashi v'chakach ma'arav domim. You mix the two dams together, dam par dam asoyer. You know, it's the namus be'ach apnim. You make matonis in this be'ach apnim. So this is the seid hadvarim, and that's what the Mishnah over here is referring to. Back on daf samach, hiktim dam asoyer dam par yachzav yazem midam asoyer. If you makdim those places where the par is supposed to come first, dam par always comes first. You know, when there's a first and a second, so if he was marked in the dam asur to the dam par, that's what the Mishnah meant before, that it's also like klum, since he switched the seder, so the hazor of the soyer is not considered anything. It's not you weren't Mekamedin Hazor, so now you knew the power, you gotta go back and do the Damasor. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah is not Mevuyer at this point, which ones we're talking about. That's when the Gemara already now is gonna see Machlek is about that. Which set? Right? Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, Ton Rabon, right? Kol Ma'aseh Mekapurim Ma'aseh Seder Im Hiktim Ma'aseh L'Chaver Lo'Yosel Klum. Zokt the Gemara. This is what we want to see over here. Omar Yehuda in Mosai. Zokt Rabbi Yehuda, that when is it that the Seder is Ma'akiv? B'dvom Hanasim Bebig Delovon Mibifnim. This is only talking about avoiders that are done. First of all, Bebig Delovon. When Satan is the second condition is Bifnim means Bifnai Bifnim, the Kochi Kochim. This is where you have the ikuv, and the more explains Rashi brings the us. We'll see that the Torah says, "V'hoyz zoyis lachem l'chuka." So it says chuka. Chuka means this is the law. This is the way it's supposed to be. The more learns that chuka is a lashon of ikuv, as it is. That's how it has to be. And if you don't do it like that, then it's not going to kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chukah only refers to things that are done b'beit de'lovin b'fnim. According to everyone, the chukah is only dvar ha'nasa b'beit de'lovin. We'll see this machlok is whether it's dafka b'fnim or even the things that don't b'beit de'lovin b'chutz. So b'hu d'shita is b'dvar ha'nasa b'beit de'lovin b'fnim. Our dvar ha'nasa b'beit de'lovin b'chutz. But things that are done, even though it's b'beit de'lovin, these are especially Yom Kippur Dik Avodis, however it's b'chutz, then imhiktim ma'is lechaver masha osa osi. Then you don't have the ikuv over there. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Yehuda Shita is that the ikuv that it says chukah only refers to the dvarim hanas and bifrim, we'll call it, right? Granted that it has to be big beloved. I mean, it's only big beloved, right? And that's where chukah is said, and therefore only there the said is ma'akiv. That means that only set number one of the dam, which is done in the kachi kachim, that's where hishtanis will make a difference. But in set number two, even though over there the order, there's supposed to be an order dam par before dam sor in the hechel, but that's not ma'akiv according to Yehuda. Right? If you switch the order, masha also is also. Yeah. That's what Yehuda shita. Mara continues with Nechemya. There's machlekes over Nechemya, argues and Nechemya says no. Rambam is quoting on the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is saying, or the Braisa is saying a very general thing. Then therefore the Braisa might have included even the Dvorim Hanasim and the Big Day Zov. So that's why each of these Tanoim are coming to limit the Mishnah. Right, so they're not necessarily talking to each other. They explain the Mishnah, but it comes out from the way they limit the Mishnah. There's a machlokes over here. What they understand when the chukah is, because Rav Chaim says that no, the limitation. The only limitation is that chukah doesn't apply to the dvarim hanasim bebeidei zov. But anything which is nasim bebeidei lovan, even though it's not in the kodesh kodeshim, it's bachutz. That's what the more over here bachutz means in the hechel. That's also ma'akev. So that's machlokes what's negayah to us over here, that the chukah, which is talks about ikuv, there's machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Chaim, where it was said, according to Yehuda, it's only by dvorim hanasim bilovim bafnim, according to Rabbi Chaim, it's even by dvorim hanasim bilovim bachutz. That's machlokes that comes out of the Gemara. Now, while we're here, let's just mention another couple of points, which will give us the full picture that we need to see. Here, the Gemara over here towards the bottom, if you see, most like around 10 lines from the bottom over here on Samach Omer Beis, Rab Chanina, Omer Rab Chanina.
What's the first word in the line?
Shirayim. Right, and this is like the second half of the line. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kitoires Shechofna Koidem Shchitasa Shel Par, Vayosav Leiklum. That we saw that the Seid HaDvarim is that first they have a Shlitza Par, and then the Kitoires is done. The things involving Kitoires. So the proper order really is Shchitasa Par, and then to make the chafina sakteris. So Zok Reb Chanina, let's say he switched the order in that. And he did the chafina sakteris before shchitas shel par. Loy also v'loy klum. Zok Reb Chanina, that the seder is ma'akiv. Now, the chafina sakteris is something which is done b'chutz, right? Right. The chfinas atoris. The chfinas.
What is chfinas?
Right. You know, getting the
getting it ready, not
getting it in. Right, right. But the chfinas is putting into your hands, right? Right. Right. The chfinas atoris. Well, also like klum. So the Gemara says as follows: Kiman to like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, this lechora is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda ha'omar kiksev chukav dom hanasim big love mibifnim hudichsev. Zok the Gemara says that since this is something that's done b'chutz, so lechora is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, things that are done b'chutz are not ma'akiv.
So where in the order was Chafinas?
It was done after the Shechitas HaPar. Right? And what he did was, he did this before the Shechitas HaPar. Keteres shechaf nekoidim shchita shel pari. Le'osa le'klum. So that the Gemara says is that according to what we know, this is something which is done b'chutz. So therefore, this is only according to the man de Omar that says that Dvorim Hanas and Midlav Machutz are Ma'akiv in the Seder, which is Rim Lechemya, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should not be Ma'akiv. That's what it means, command like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Omar, he holds, Ki Ksiv Chukwa Dvorim Hanas and Midlav Mibifnim, Hu Dechsiva. Only Dvorim Hanas and Bifnim, and this is something which is done by Chutz. That's what the Gemara, the Gemara's initial understanding of Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina is saying it's according to Rav Nechemya. And that the Gemara says no. Afila Temer Rav Yehuda, even what he's saying, even applies in the Shittas of Yehuda. And what it tells us, a chiddush, tzorich pnim ki pnim domi. Mora tells us in Yisoid that tzorich pnim ki pnim domi. That since the chafir is it tzorich pnim, that's something which is done in order to make to prepare the keteris which is brought lefnav lefnim. So that's kepnim domi, and it has the dinim of pnim, and therefore the chukah that it says on pnim applies to this also, even though this actually wasn't done lefnim. But since it's tzorich pnim kepnim domi, that's the side that the Gemara says. That's the say that Gemara says over here. Okay, this is one important point. One important point over here. And let's just see one more piece of Gemara. Omar Ulo. See the Gemara a little bit further on Samach Omar Aleph. Omar Ulo, Samach Aleph Omar Aleph. Omar Ulo, you see on the top line, Samach Aleph Omar Aleph. Omar Ulo. Soyer sheshachtei koidim matn domei shel par, le'osa v'le'klum. The shchitas hasoyer, which was done before the matn dam of the par, we saw before that the seder advarim is that you first make the matn dam of the par, then you go make the shchitas hasoyer and do the matn dam of the soyer. So zogt ulo, let's say that he shechted the soyer before the matan dam of the par. Le'osav le'klum. Le'osav le'klum. Right? There, it's not good. It's ma'akiv. The seder is ma'akiv. Now, the Gemara over here doesn't tell us what the reason for that is. Right? And this, we'll have to see. We'll see if we get to this. Right, the Gemara over here doesn't speak out this yisoid of tzorich pnim kipnim, right? So maybe at first glance we would say that that's the takad of pshat also, right? That the shchita sasor, since the shchita is making it possible for the matanis to go in, so maybe that's why the shchita is considered tzorich pnim kipnim domim, right? That could possibly be the reason, and therefore the reason for ula is similar to the reason of Abchanina. It's the same you said. And therefore go even according to Yehuda. Right. 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 In Pashtus, it looks like that Ula is saying this even according to Yehuda. And the Shaila is why. So we could possibly say that it's the same Svar that the Mora said before, because Tzorich Prim is Keprim Domi. Right, that's a possibility. Another possibility over here, and you see this is negate to the Cheshbonos V'Hagemara a little later, is that over here, there's a difference between this case and the previous case. The previous case we were talking about, that Keter Shechof Nekoedem Shechitosu Shel Par, both the Chfina and the Shchitas HaPar are Avedas which are done b'chutz. Right? Over here, we're talking about Shchita which is done before the Matan Dam of the Par. The Matan Dam of that Par is Pnim. Right? So it's possible that over here you don't need to come on to the Yisoid of Tzorich Pnim Ki Pnim Domi to make the Shchita into opnim dika avoida, because possibly the fact that you were makdim it to the par will have an effect on it, since the par is something which is nasib bifnim, right? In this case over here, the two avoidas that we're talking about is the avoid that you did early was the shechitas hasor. That's something which is done by chutz.
Mm-hmm.
But you did it before the avoidas hapar, which that's taka bifnim. That's an avoid de bifnim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that the reason why there's an ikiv over here is because you are makdim it to something which is pnim. Whereas in the previous Gemara, both of those avoidas were by chutz. So if both of us are chutz, then the only way to get the ikiv according to Yehud is you have to make something into a pnim, so you need to say it from tzorich pnim ke pnim domi. But over here, that since the avoida that you were makdim it is an avoidas hapnim, so possibly that might be a reason, the reason over here. Right? That's why the Gemara doesn't say over here tzorich pnim ke pnim domi.
But the hazor of the seer is not inside, it's outside. After the shechita of the seer, right? We're going to have hazor sadam.
It's going to be
seer.
In. It's going to be inside.
So then it is kipnim. Because ultimately the dam collected from this shechita will be.
You're right. So it would seem that it would apply. L'chayr tzorich pnim kipnim domi, right? But we want to know whether the Gemara is relying on that or here also, right? Because over here there's a reason why you might not have to rely on it, and we'll see, right, whether this svara applies, right, by shechita tzorich pnim ke pnim domi.
It seems that without lulav is like no tzat. What's the chiddush of lulav? Well, forget tzorich pnim ke pnim domi. It clearly violates chulka. So what's the chiddush of lulav?
Why? I mean, what he did right now, the shechitas hasoir is naveis chutz.
Yeah, but we saw from our sugya that you don't need both avodas to be.
Okay, we'll see. So we'll come to what you see from our sugya, right? Right. In Ochanam, right? This is the hakdoma, right? We'll make our way back into our sugya and then we'll see how to understand this. Right?
At this point, the chiddush is that you would think that you need to have that the idea of chukah applies when both avodas are pnim. That if you're makdim one to the other, that's a problem. Now Ula's adding that even if one of the avodas
possibly right, and this is really going to be an issue in our sugi, mamish, this nidn over here, right? Both avodas, not both avodas. So that's why we want to set up right now in this sugi over here, right? We already hear a question about this. Right? The Gemara, so we have one yisoy that the Gemara says clearly of tzorich pnim, that the Gemara says. And then we have an ulo over here, and we're mistapik in ulo. What's the pshat? The Gemara doesn't explicitly apply tzorich pnim to ulo, and therefore maybe ulo doesn't need tzorich pnim. And ulo is saying just as far as the regular gedolim, he's saying as long as what you're being makdim to an avodas pnim, that also have the chukah.
And when we said in the tzorich pnim, that was only one tzad of the Gemara, right? So. Right, it was, we also entertain the possibility that it's Lok Reb Yehuda.
Right.
Right? So if you're saying that there's an independent Svara, the Ula might say that this Zicher, Reb Yehuda, would say is Ma'akev, as compared to the previous Gemara might, you know, there was this one Tzad to say that it was...
Okay. I mean, if Ula doesn't have to go on to Tzorich Pnim, maybe he argues on the idea of Tzorich Pnim. He would say that, you know, that in the three previous Gemara Taka doesn't come out according to Yehuda, whereas this, according to what we're saying that we're saying right now, right, in Ochanam, that's what we mean. In other words, these two Gemara are not independent on each other. Right, Ula's saying something which you don't have to come on to Tzorich Pnim. Maybe he doesn't even hold a Tzorich Pnim, or maybe it's not applicable over here at Tzorich Pnim. We'll see. Right? Yeah. Now, there's a Rashi over here on Samach Amud Aleph, the second Rashi after the Gemara. Rashi is saying, "B'midi lovim b'chutz." Kigoyin hagrolom. Okay, we'll see. Come, maybe we have to come back to this Rashi over here. Vidoy u'shvich hashirayim v'chol matonis haparoiches. What's chutz? What are avoiders? Chutz, hagrolos b'chutz, the vidoy is b'chutz, the shvich hashirayim, and all the matonis that the shvich hashirayim is done go on the zbeach hachitzim. Right, and even the matonis haparoiches are chutz. They're not in the kachi kachim. Uzbech azov, im hektim lohen dova muuchar, ein elu ma'akvin olav lepoislai. Rashi is better talking in Rabbi Yehuda sheet, right? Now listen to this Rashi. Avol b'shchito v'chafino moidehu, l'tzorich prim kipim domi. So this Rashi is clear that tells us that sai chafino and sai shchito, that means he's learning up ula, it's taka mitam. Right, that's the chur we see from this Rashi over here. Fine. Okay, so now coming back to our sugya. So what we have in general is a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Huda and Nechemya. Rabbi Huda holds that the chukah, which is the source of the ikuv in the avoides and seder avoides, was only said on things that are done, avodas that are done bifnim in the kotchei kotchim, not anything that's done out of the kotchei kotchim.
That should be
Huda,
right?
And Rebbe Chemishita is that no, that the ikov includes anything that was done bebigdei lovon, even what the Gemara calls bachutz, even out of the kotchei kotchim. So now our sugya is discussing the goyrel. Right, girl. Now the girl, you see from the girl in the Gemara, there are two parts to the girl. You have what the Gemara calls the Aliyah's girl, pulling the girl out of the kalpi. That's what the Aliyah's girl is. That's the initial stage of the girl. And then you have the Hanocha. Right, Pasuk talks about both of these. Asher Ola Olav, right? Benosan. Pasuk talks about both of these things. Two parts of the girdle, taking it out, right? Over your hold, right? One hand, two hands, right? Over that. But then they have the aliyas girdle. And then you have the hanocha putting it on the seerim. So Zot Mora as follows. So now we have, this is a machlekes amiroim, right? Machlekes amiroim. So let's just focus on this for a second. And then we're going to connect this to the machlekes tenoim. Zot Rabbiane, Om Rabbiane. Aliyas girdle mitrich kapi makevis. Hanocha ena makeves. Zog Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai in the Sugya Bayos, we'll call him the Machmir. He says that Aliyah's girdle from the Kalpi is ma'akiv. Is ma'akiv. However, Hanocha is not ma'akiv. Rabbi Yechinon Zolti Gemara says, Af Aliyah ena makeves. Even Aliyah is not ma'akiv. Now we'll see Rashi explains that this. Is what we mean. The machlokes over here whether the aliyah is ma'akiv. Now the pasuk zecher talks about aliyah's goyrel, right? So generally in kochim, right, when you talk about ikuv, the non-ikuv, you always talk about something. Obviously it says in the Torah, otherwise where do you get the idea from, right? So if something that ma'akiv, that means then what it means is it's something which is the mitzvah. Mitzvah doesn't mean you have an option about you mechuyev to do it, but what that means is that when we talk about mitzvah na la'akev, that means that the accomplishment of whatever you're doing is not dependent on that. You didn't do it, right? Fine. But nothing else is affected by that. Now, in this sense over here, the issue over here is like this. There's definitely, the Torah talks about making a goyrel. There's a mitzvah to make the goyrel. Now, the goyrel is a way of deciding which of the two seerim is Lashem, which is that's being kaveya the seerim. That's definitely what Goral is doing. And therefore the mitzvah would mean to be kaveya ayide Goral. Right? That's what it means. Now the issue of Ikov means is that the only way that this could be accomplished? The kfias Let's, you know, could I be kurish shame? Like, you know, I have all the carbonas, right? Can I just get up and say, you know, without a guru, right? Just walk over and say, you know, this should be Lashem, and this should be Lazozel. Does that work? Right? So if you hold that, according to Nehemiah, according to Yanai, I mean, names, correct me if I get them mixed up. According to Yanai, that he says that Aliyah's guru ma'akev, what that means is that that when the Torah talks about guru, this is the only way to decide to be kaveh this seirim. This is how it's done. The Torah is giving you a specific condition. This is how it's done. There's no other way of being kaveh. Right, so that's what it means. It's ma'akiv according to Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not ma'akiv, and therefore you could accomplish a kfiyas on the seirim by a kfiyas Hashem ba'alma. This that the Torah talks about is the mitzvah. That means that you mechuyev, and there's a key mitzvah. If you decide it in this way, you're supposed to decide it this way. But it's not ma'akiv. That means that, you know, technically, if you decide it a different way, it works. Right? That's the machlekes over here. That's what Rashi says over here. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi says, Aliyah's gerum to a kap makeves, avoida, it's ma'akiv l'avoida, She'ein hasi'irim mispashim ze l'shem v'ze l'azozul, that the two seirim, they are not decided. Right? We can't decide which sor is what. Ze l'shem, ze l'azozul, ela al pi hagur. The Torah is giving us the rules. This is how it's done. It's the only way you could accomplish such a thing. L'fikach tzorach liris, eze ola b'yamin, therefore, it has to be done, and through this you'll have the kfis. Right, that's what it means. Aliyah's gerul makeves. This is how it has been. Nothing to do. We're not. This is mechanics over here, right? Just like you understand the right in culture kulach. You want to own something, I make a kinyan, right? You know, right? It's just a way of how you accomplish something. The Torah gives us directive how to accomplish something. So over here, the Torah is giving us a directive, according to Zokter Rabbi Yanai, that this is how the kfis is chal. Dafka al de goro. Maybe in other situations you could be kaveh behemus, right, korbanus through peh. But Zokter Torah over here, this is how it works. And if you don't do this, it didn't work. It wasn't nikfa. I will hanoch to grashi shul goro la asor in makevis. However, the second step of hanoch is not ma'akiv. Afilo hinicha olov, even if you didn't put it on. Sharei hukfo, you have it there, right? Afil lo hinichu olav, even if the hanocha was not done. Sharei hukfa shal yamin begoyel shol b'yamin, v'chem sarzmol begoyel shol b'smol. So Rabbi Yanai, that the ikar kfiyas, true, the Torah says that the way you kaveh is with goyel, but what part of the goyel is the deciding factor? That's the aliyah itself. Step number two, putting it on, that's not necessary for the ikar kfiyas, right? That's b'chayr mitzvah, like the Torah says, right? But as far as the ikav in the mechanics, in order for it to work, right, you have to make aliyah. But that's all that makes the difference. Once you have the aliyah, you have the kfiyas. You know, as a matter of fact, you even have to think to yourself a little bit, you know, what role is the Hanocha playing, right? You know, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yechon, I'm sorry, that the Iker Ali is the mitzvah. So you understand, when the mitzvah is, B'kaveya Aidei Goyrol, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is. Could I accomplish it otherwise? Yeah, you're right, you could. But the mitzvah is, you know, make the kfiyas Aidei Goyrol. Now, according to Rabbi Yanai, that the Ali is ma'akiv, so you have to make the kfiyas through the aliyah. So, what function is the hanocha playing? It was already decided, right? So, according to him, l'chara, hanocha is not really in the deciding factor, right? It's just some kind of, you know, ma'isa, right? Because, you know, it's not helping the decision process that was made already. Right, so something after that, you know, putting it on here, some kind of, you know, ma'isa, but it's not really helping in the kfiyas. as far as that's concerned. Right? It has a different purpose.
You can't call that mitzvah.
No, it might be mitzvah. I want to know what are you doing that's mitzvah, right? What is the Torah requiring over here, right? Stama ma'isa hanocha ba'alma.
But why is the Rav only saying that in according to Rav Yannai?
No, you're right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, also you're right. Nechami, the hanocha bechlau, right? What is the hanocha? What role is the hanocha playing? See, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you might have understood that the kfiyas is accomplished with two parts. It's all mitzvah, right? So the kfiyas is not finished till you make the. The hanocha. So I can understand that the hanocha is playing a role in the ikur kfiyas, and you could say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, because they both have the same importance. They're both the mitzvah.
He also holds. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the hanocha is in the kavis. So he holds that if you carry a shame and you didn't put it down, that you're fine. So it's not really accomplished through both steps.
Well, then you were mevatel the mitzvah. Then you were mekayem mitzvahs. Hagrolo, but right. No, we just want to know is what hanocha accomplishing? Is hanocha playing a role in the kfis that it's not nikfa till you make that hanocha? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could possibly say that there's two parts and the final kfis, there's two steps, right? And it's not nikfa till you make the hanocha. That's a possibility according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you want to understand what relevance, what's happening with the hanocha, it's possible to say that the hanocha, it's not nikva till the hanocha. Right? But according to Rabbi Yana, you can't say that, because according to Rabbi Yana, one's ma'ak, one's not ma'ak. Right? So they have a different chashivas. That means that, like Rashi explains, that only the aliyah is ma'ak and not the hanocha, because the birur was already accomplished with the aliyah. Right, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. So fine. So at that point, it was Nizbara, I did a girl. So therefore, nothing after that is ma'akev. So then on that, we're just thinking to ourselves. So if so, what role? What is the hanocha doing? Right? According to Rabbi Yana, the hanocha is just some, you know, a ma'isa ba'almo. Right? But it's not really intrinsically accomplishing anything as far as the decision process. Right, that was the horror that was saying. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mukach either. Right, you know, once we're saying this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of Rabbi Yanai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, possibly it's not anymore. But that's why we ask the question in Rabbi Yanai more than Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible that the kfiyas is taka not finished till you taka make the hanocha.
Even though you don't need the kfiyas,
But if you're deciding to do it in this way, you know, there's two parts to it. It's not finished till then, right? That's what you could have understood. Okay, so let's come back over here. So we have Machlokes Amiroim over here, right? Whether we'll call it the Hagrolo, right? The Aliyah, right? The Aliyah Sagoril is Ma'akiv or not. Rabbi Yanai holds it is Ma'akiv, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Ma'akiv. Now, let's just talk in these terms, just as a background to the Gemara. It seems from the Gemara that, and this is not mentioned in the Gemara, but just to set things up for us, that it would seem to the Gemara that they seem to be talking according to different Tanoim. That means Hagrolo, right? Goro, Rashi mentioned that, right? Is something which is nasa b'chutz, right? Something which is nasa b'chutz. The big day lovim. So it really should be dependent on the machlekes that we had, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemia. Right? The coin to Rabbi Yehuda, the dvorim hanasim b'chutz, there is no ikuv, so goril is not ma'akiv. According to Rabbi Chemia, that dvorim hanasim lovim b'chutz are ma'akiv, so it'll be ma'akiv. So at first glance, this machlekes amiroim would sound like it's really dependent on machlekes tanoim, right? This is a step before the Gemara, right? The Gemara, and as I'm saying, like Gemara could have, like I said, let a name a kitanoi out of this. Right? They seem to be taking sides of tanoim, right? You see, the Gemara doesn't even talk that step, and the Gemara carries after that. But just for our purposes, just to put things into a clearer perspective over here, that B'muskel Rishon, it would seem like that. That's really what this should be totally on. Right? Your ikuv. Right? If you hold chukah, it says in the parasha that there's an ikuv, where was it said? Was it said in the category that goyro is part of? Right? So goyro is something which is maase b'vid lavan b'chutz. Right? That's right. Clear. Right? So therefore, it should be taught on the machlekes tanoim that we just mentioned before. According to Yehuda, who says the ikuv is only by things that are done bifnim, so girl should not be ma'akev. And according to Reb Nechemya, that he says that the ikuv that it says in the chuk, it says in the pasuk applies even to things that are nasa b'chutz. It should be ma'akev. So by muskel rishon, we would have thought that this machlekes amiram, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yana, is mamish tolin machlekes tanoim.
Sounds like almost the Amarom are really arguing in what is Kaveya, right? The Rechon and the Bianai in terms of what is going to be, what makes the Kaveya. So the Rechon is saying, no, it's not, if you didn't do the Aliyah, so then it's not Makav. You still have another way to. So the Tanum are not arguing this. The Tanum are arguing in terms of what comes before, what comes after.
Okay. We're going to get back to that in a second, right? It's a good point that you're making. But I just want to show you in the Gemara, that you see from the Gemara is assuming, right, what we just mentioned before, and we're going to raise that point that you're saying. It's a good point. So let's see over here. The way the Gemara goes about this is as follows. Aliba Rabbi Yehuda da Omar Divor Hanas Midlovim Bachutz Loi Ma'akvi. Kuliyama Le Pligid Loi Ma'akvi. Now, in this Gemara over here, right, there's two Lashonis in the Gemara, right, two versions in the Gemara that how to understand this Machlekes Amiroim. Right? This makes things a little confusing over here. As if you move a little slowly, try to just be kaveh over here. So, you know, if you get the beginning clear, then the rest of the Gemara flows much easier. So this is the first lashon right now. And listen how the Gemara says, right? The Gemara starts talking contrary to what we just mentioned, right? Because the Gemara right away is assuming that then these Amiram are not taking sides in a machlekes tanoim, right? It's not the pshat that Rabbi Yana is passing like Rabbi Nechemya, and Rabbi Yechon is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. It's clear in the Gemara, no. Right? The Gemara is saying, right, they wouldn't be doing that, right? And generally, Nemi Ketano is a kasha, right? Because, you know, if they're arguing in Tanoim, so why are they making it as if their own member over here? They should say, halacha game. Right? So that's why the Gemara over here is rightfully is assumed that what it is. That means that they're arguing in the shita of one of these two Tanoim. Right? And the Gemara starts as follows. So the Gemara, according to Yehuda, who holds that the ikuv was only set on things which are nasa bifnim, this is something which nasa b'chutz, so that cheshen that we made before is right. That definitely, according to Yehuda, there's no way that Rabbi Yehuda could hold that Hagrol is ma'akev. His ikuv, chuka that says, which is ma'akev, I'm talking about things nasa bifnim, this is b'chutz, right? Why should it be ma'akev? Says the Gemara, so the machleik is, that means like this. That means even according to Rabbi Yana, you know, Gemara, right? He's the Machman. He's saying that it's Ma'akev. He can't possibly be talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because there's no source according to Rabbi Yehuda to make it be Ma'akev. Now, so what's the LMI? So fine, we'll say that they're arguing according to Rabbi Nechemya, but then we have a problem that according to Rabbi Nechemya, Hagrolo, Nasa Diglulofen, is what's Rabbi Yechana. So that's what Gemara is going to say, right? So that's what these two Lashonis really are talking about. In which one of these Tanaim are they arguing? And whichever one they are, we have to explain one of these two shitas over here. So how did he get either according to Mechemya that it's not Ma'akev, according to Behud that it is Ma'akev, because that doesn't fit with the regular rules. So let's see. So the Gemara, so the first law of the Gemara says that definitely according to Behuda, there's no way for it to be Ma'akev. So therefore, even Rabbi Yana, who says it's Ma'akev, is definitely not talking in Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the machlekes is in Shitas and Nechemya. Zakti Gemara, ki pligi alibdem Nechemya. The machlekes is according to Rabbi Chemya. Man da amr ma'akva krem Nechemya. Rabbi Yanei who says here, so we're talking in Shitas and Nechemya, there's a machlekes whether Rabbi Nechemya, he generally says that the chukah, the ikav, goes on even things which are nasa b'chutz. There's machlekes over here whether that rule applies to hagrol. So Zot Mora, that according to the man there says, Rabbi Yanei who says that it's ma'akva over here, okay, that's good. That's according to us, the simple understanding of Nechemya. This is something which is nice, a big day love in Bachutz. Definitely should be Ma'akiv. Question according to Rabbi Yechanan, why is it not Ma'akiv? What does Rabbi Yechanan say? Even according to, he's saying, Rabbi Yechanan, even according to Nechemya, who generally holds that Dvar Manasseh, big love in Bachutz, there is an Ikov, but Hagrola not. What's the pshat? Why not? So Timor, Mandom Le Ma'akiv is follows. Han Emili Avoidu. That only applies by something which has the status of an avoider. Hagrol olav avoidehi. Hagrol is not an avoider. So therefore, being that hagrol doesn't have the status of an avoider, so even though it's something which is done bebig de lovim bachutz, but the ikav wasn't said to that. The ikav it's poshut to Rabbi Yochanan Akaponim, that the ikuv that it says in chukah is only refers to things that taka have a certain chashivas, have a certain status, that this is an avoida. If this is not an avoida, then it's not possible that the Torah meant to make it dima akiv. And therefore, it only has the status of mitzvah. So let's see, according to this first lashon, the machlekes over here is according to Rem Nechemya, that Rem Nechemya usually holds that dvar hanasim a big day, love and even bachutz is ma'akiv. You have the ikuv. Question is, what about hagrolo? Hagrolo. Zokab yoichnam, hagrolo is not an avoida. If hagrolo is not an avoida, so there's something intrinsically different about this than all the other things. It's on a lower level, doesn't have a chirs na avoida. Therefore, on something which is not an avoida, there can't be any ikuv. And therefore, the chukah that the Torah says was not going on this. Right? That's what he's saying.
On what grounds does he say it's not an avoida?
L'chayra, where he's coming from, he doesn't have a source. We don't have a source to this. He doesn't tell us, where he's coming from, and even a haychacha to this. I don't think we have such a thing. It seems to be that it's a svara, and the svara possibly could be that Navoida is all something which is done, accomplished, in the Korban itself. And over here, this is something which is really not an accomplishment in the actual, this is all preliminary. Right? Whenever you makdish a Korban, right? So the Hakdosha, we don't consider that as a chelik of the Avoida as a Korban. That's just preparing the Korban, right? Making the Korban into the Korban. So what the Hagrol over here is some form of kfis. It's not an avoida which is done in the processing the korban itself. It's prior to that.
Is it similar to the chafnas haktaidus?
Is that what it is? Chafnas haktaidus. I mean, that's something which is taka done in the actual ktaidus itself. You're doing something to the ktaidus, right? Might. Just like we understand that there's a kmitza, right? That's taza chashivas of an avoida, right? In the actual korban, right? This is something that you look at more like in preparing, right? But I hear what you're saying about chafina, right? It's talk of what to think about that. But I would hear chafina is not a mere heichatimsa just to get that, but it's just like when you find by there's a musig of a kamitza, right? Making a kamitza, right? The chafin accomplishes something in the korban itself.
What would you say about the vidui? It has smicha isn't a vidui, vidui not a bikravan as a vidui, I don't think.
Well,
not a bikravan as a vidui.
So you're asking the ones where there is a
vidui. Oh, here, this vidui that he's doing. An aveda or not aveda?
put, I don't know, but what do we know about Vidui? Right? What do we know, Taka, about Vidui?
It's pasul. Have a machlokes whether
you
need it or not.
You know, Zemaramit says that according to Nechemi, is a. Right? Well, I mean, what kind of marmakamis do we have on that? Because right? You're asking that agrol av avoida, so is vidui more of an avoida than agrol?
According to Rebbe Chaim, we don't have to say anything. According to Rebbe Chaim, Rebbe Chaim is not answering Rebbe Chaim, right?
He is. According to this lashon, Rebbe Chaim is saying, right, according to Rebbe Chaim, right, even though it's bachutz, but it's lav avoida, and that's your shaila. You know, we're dining over here, lav avoida. What makes this lav avoida? Right, the hagrolo. What about vidui? Right, so we only know. You know, I mean, Rashi mentions vidui. Right, that's Rashi mentions that we have to have the bikis to know if that's is it mivuyu like that? Right, what do we know clearly about as far as vidui is concerned? Right, maybe in the chanami the same way, you know, hagrolo avidui also. Right, so we have to just be mavar, right, in order to help us clarify what together this is.
And Rashi puts it in the category of all the matanais.
Rashi over there, right? I'm saying Rashi, yeah. Over there, right? Right, that's a Rashi over there. Uh huh.
Shvichas Shiraim, puts it all together.
Yeah, I'm saying Rashi definitely. That's what I'm saying. But that Rashi puts it all there. But I'm saying, but in the sugi itself, right? I mean, because right now we're saying this is a Sforo, Rabbi Yochanan's Sforo according to one Lashon, right? That Rashi Stambaza, you'll see, right? That's a posh where the Rashi seems with all the shyness, right? Rashi mentions Hagrol over there, right? Right? Yeah. Right? But that's a horror which have to be Mavar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's point out over here. So I wanted to just say this Gemara just to see that you see that from the Gemara over here, that the Gemara is definitely relating the Shail from the Hagrola Ma'akevis or not to the Iker Machloikis. And the Gemara, like you see, that the Gemara understands that this, that Hagrola, it really should be told in the machlokes, in the corner to Rebbe Chaim. It should be ma'akev. The Gemara is looking, you know, Rebbe Yechon, what's the pshat in you, Rebbe Yechon? How could you say this not ma'akev? The Gemara has to say, a chiddush, right? Lav avoy, that's why it's not ma'akev. Right? But the Gemara definitely is equating the two things over here. And so I just want to mention, right, so this is a point that Shmai is mentioning over here, that the emesin is that you might have thought that they're two different nidoinim, because the sugya over there really is talking about switching the seder, right? Doing something you're doing at the end of the day, you're doing everything, right? The question is this: is whether the order is ma'akev. That's the sugya over there. Our sugya over here, agrol ma'akev, is the shail whether if you don't do it at all, right? Don't do it at all.
Nice of the Gemara and Mem. Is, you know,
okay, right, is right, is open to such a thing, right? But the Gemara right away, right? So why is it that the Gemara is equating the two things? So kipshutai, right, and we'll have to make the cheshbon is based on this. But pasha pshat luchar is like this: is since the source is chuka, and the ikav that it says in chuka is something that says that what the Torah says, I need to have exactly as the Torah states. So that really talks to these two points, right? If the basis of the fact that I need avoda, and mahaytaima, it's also, that's the reason why they say there's ma'akiv. Right? That would be the kipshuta, the muskul rishon over here, right? Even though there's what to ask on this, right? But let's start over here, right? That the reason why the Gemara is equating these two things is because the source of chukah, akoponim, would talk to both points over here. The fact that it's ma'akev itself, and the next step, that even if you're doing it, but I need to have a dafke in this order. Now, truthfully so, I'll speak out the horror right now, which is probably bothering you back in your mind with this, right? And we'll have to maybe come back to this later, that according to what we're saying right now, so you could ask me, so let's say the Matana Shebehef according to Behuda, right? You know, they're not Ma'akev, right? If you don't do them, they're okay, because it doesn't say Chukadir, right? So according to what we're saying right now, that Chukah is the source of both of these two halachas, right? So, it would seem not like that, right? Okay, so we'll put that ha'orah on the side. I'll see this Shane talk about a little later in the Gemara, right? I don't know if we're going to get there, but the purpose of what we're doing right now is just trying to set up clearly the beginning of the Gemara, and that will help us in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Okay, but the Gemara definitely at this point is equating the two things, right? We said a Hezber, which is a Ha'orah on it, not so simple. All right, but let's take it like that. Now, while we're here, let's ask an important question from the sugya that we learned over there. Right, we saw definitely. I mean, there's yisoid that the Gemara says over there, b'negeta chafina, that tzorich pnim is kipnim. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it has the ikuv of a pnim. So I would say, so hagrolo l'chayres tzarech pnim. So the whole assumption in this Gemara, like we just saw, is that according to Yehuda, like Gemara starts right away, according to Yehuda, there's no shayla, zichr na ma'akev. There's no way to make it be ma'akev. His ikv is only on tvam hanasa b'fnim. This is done b'chutz. So on that, Rishayim asks, one second, but in that sugya there is mevuyer, that there's a concept of tzarech pnim kipnim domi. And that's why the chafina, it's a tzorich prim, even though it's an outside, but it's a tzorich prim. So, l'chora hagrola is tzorich prim. Right? So why is the Gemara by us taking on, for Dovra Pashut, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, hagrola is not going to be ma'akev, since hagrola is done b'chutz, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ikav is dafka b'fnim.
This might be circular logic, but if you say that it's not ma'akev, so then it's not really a tzorich prim. It's a mitzvah right?
You're right, but like yourself was murdered, but like, but where does it start? Right? I mean, if it starts really on chukah, right? That's really the issue over here. Whatever chukah refers to is ma'akev. So tzorich pnim. I mean, definitely is it tzorich pnim. I mean, factually l'chayra, and something which is a tzorich pnim chukah talks to, so it should be ma'akev, right? Shouldn't that be the setup here?
Well, it's not as strong as separating, you know, the ashes or the spices.
You want to possibly, and then this is trying to do go to say that you're right. I mean, you see from this Gemara over here that obviously the Hagrol is not considered Tzorich Pnim, right? The question is, you know, why is that so? What are the guidelines?
Because he could do it without it, right?
Without saying why, right? In other words, the answer to this question is that this question is not right, right? Right? The assumption that we're making is not true, right? We need to explain why that's so, right? What's it dependent on? Right? But this is the question you have to ask, and from this question, right, the answer obviously is going to have to be that certain doesn't apply to Hagrola. And the way you differentiate between the two will give us the guidelines of what fits into this category called Tzorich Prim. Right, that's what's going to come at us over here. Let's see over here. Here in the second part, you see in the different maschah nocha ena makeves. The second part. We'll start with this question first. V'teima, you see, it's around four lines in. You see where that is. V'teima hechi choshev hocha hagrolo devorim hanas midilovim v'machutz. You see what that would be. The different maschah hanocha ena makeves. Yeah, it's a different.
Oh, I got it.
Right? See, v'teima. Heichi choshev hocha hagrol dvor manas midlovim mibachutz. How is that the Gemara over here is assuming that hagrolo is something which is nasa midlovim bachutz? And Navara, in truth, it was, right? The fact. But as far as category is concerned, v'ha b'sayfai tziuloi choshev chafino dvar manas miglav bifnim hoyvet zayich pnimhu. That's the kasha. The Gemara that tells us it's chafino, even though it's actually done outside. But since it's zayich pnim, it has the chashivas of pnim and the ikuv. Rabbi Yehuda's maskim that there's an ikuv there. So mehay taimo hagrol should also be. That's the kasha that he's asking, right? This is a valid question, right? What's the difference between chafina and hagrol? Hagrol is also a tzarech pnim. So let's see what he's...
Again, I want to point out that, yeah, that that's only one side of the Gemara there, right? And right, we could say that our Gemara here is going according to the...
That's true too, but Ikrata sounds like taka from over here, right? And even over there, you know, you have to know how... It sounds like that's really the maskon of that Gemara, right? You know, when the Gemara does that, you kind of have to know where do we stand at the end of the day. Yeah? Is the Gemara really mesopic? Or when the Gemara says afilu tema, you know, that's taka the maskon of the Gemara. Right? The taka will be mashma from over here. Right? L'chor, yeah, like that. So that's the question. V'tiris harav rabbein al-chonon, d'shani ha-grolo, shehi kemerkin tzarech chutz, v'star mishtaleach. From Ben Elchanan, and this is like we said before, we're going to learn from over here what the guidelines of Tzarech Pnim is. When are you considered Tzarech Pnim? The Tzarech Pnim's question was that Seif Kol Seif, that Gola is servicing the Pnim. You can only get Dam B'Pnim only as a result of the Hagrola. That was the question. And that the Teretz over here is that, well, since this Hagrola is something which decides equally the Sol Hashem or Sol HaZozel. Sol HaZozel is something which was done. So this is something you see from the Teretz over here, that the Din of Tzarech Prim is only if it's something which is complete, specified, right? Which is directly to Prim, right? Then we could say this is Tzarech Prim. Some Yishanim say, I think there's that you look at this is the Haschol, right? You're starting, that's what Tzarech Prim was, right? This is the beginning of the Avodas HaPnim. But if this is also servicing something else, so you can't consider this to be that chashivas of this is the beginning, this is aschol, this is avodas pnim, it's servicing both. So according to this teres, what he's saying over here is that tzarech pnim is only something which is taka specifically servicing avodas pnim. Then it'll have that chashivas. But if something, the fact that pnim is affected by this is helping pnim, but it's equally affecting something b'chutz, then it's not going to have the chashivus of avodas pnim. That's one teretz, right? So that gives us a little guidelines and what you need in order to be for something specific to tzarech pnim. V'oy teretz, he says something interesting over here. The time of the hagrol olav avodihi mahani l'inyin ze hatam t'tzorich pnim ki prim domi. Now this is a little advanced over here, what he's saying over here, but let's hear what he's saying. Alright, let's see if we can get the idea. Zokti Taisis Yishonim, he brings in the concept of Hagrol Lav Avoida. Now, Hagrol Lav Avoida, L'chor, let's go back to the Gemara. I mean, L'chor, we would have learned that there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai about this. Right? And that's exactly the machlekes according to this first Loshen. Whether Rabbi Nechemya holds Hagrol's ma'akav or not. Rabbi Yochanan's mechadish Hagrol Lav Avoida. And that's why the Ikav doesn't apply. So what does Rabbi Yanai hold? L'chor Rabbi Yanai holds Hagrola is Avoida, and that's why it does apply to that. Right, that's what we would have thought Akaponim B'Muskur Rishon. This Tosfos Yishonim is explaining to us that even without this Svara, right, that the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan says of Hagrola Lav Avoida, but he's still using this concept of Hagrola Lav Avoida, right? Which means, Let's talk in this nusach, in this context, right, just to make it a little bit easier for the cheshbonis over here, even though you could dan maybe a little bit differently. But what I would hear over here from this Tais Yishonim is, because remember, he's talking over here even before the Gemara introduced Rabbi Yochanan's Hagrola Lav Avoda. Right? And what he's telling us is, Kinira, that everyone agrees to the concept of Hagrola Lav Avoda. The question was, what does it affect? What does it affect? The fact that there's a concept, that there's a weakness in the Teres Avoda of Hagrola Lav Avoda, right? Totally not Avoda, or weak Avoda, but there's a Musag over here of Hagrola Lav Avoda L'Kuli Alma. That's what he's saying, because when the Gemara originally started, the Limud of Yehuda Kuli Alma, right, Zokta Gemara, that definitely is not Ma'akiv. That the question is, what do you mean? Avoda's Prim Kipnim, Tzorech Prim Kipnim. Zokta Tosis has shown him that, no, Hagrola Lav Avoda. And that we ask us, someone saying, "Hagrola Avoda." I mean, that's Machlokes Rabbeinu in Rabbi Yochanan, the next step in the Gemara. What are you bringing in Hagrola Avoda? So he's saying that the Hagrola Avoda, that weakness that you have in Hagrola, everyone agrees that there exists a weakness, and everyone agrees that weakness will affect this svara of Tzorech Prim Kipnim. Hastis, that in order to say this svara of Tzorech Prim Kipnim, you got to be a full fledged Avoda. Right? Then we could relate you to that avodas pnim, and you'll have the chashivas and the ik of avodas pnim. But if you're not a full fledged avoda, then the first thing that goes is this svara of tzorach pnim kepnim. That's what the Tais Rishon is saying over here. That you know why in the sugya it's poshut that you don't say tzorach pnim kepnim by hagrola. The reason is because Hagrola Avoda, because the weakness of Hagrola Avoda, that even Rabbi Anai, everyone's masking to such a thing, that there is a weakness in Hagrola Avoda, possibly the svar that we said before. And that's where it comes from. The shayla was how much of the Teres Avoda does it take away from. So on that, the Teres Rishon was saying that everyone agrees that Hagrola Lav Avoda definitely will affect using this svara of Tzorech Prim Kepnim. And that's why that's not in the sugi over here. Agrol no shaykhis that Tzorech Prim, because of the weakness that it has, which the sugi talks about Agrol Alav Avoida. What the Moriz Mechadish over here is that even according to Rabbi Anai, who doesn't need Tzorech Prim Kepnim, because he has the ikav even on the things that are done by Chutz, will Agrol Avoida even affect that? That's the chiddush of the sugya that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Anai doesn't agree with, right? But everyone agrees that the Yisrael is saying that there is a concept of Hagrola Lav Avoda which will affect the first step. If you want to have this great svara over here, and you want to take something which is really a chutz, and you want to give it the chashivas of a prim because of tzorech prim kepnim, then you have to be an avoda gemura. Hagrola zichin not an avoda gemura. Right? That's this idea. Because of this problem that we have, Hagrola Lav Avoda, which comes from possibly what we discussed before, but whatever the source of that is, the sugya, everyone agrees that creates a weakness in Avoda, and therefore there's no svara of Tzorech Prim Kepnim over here in this situation. And that's why the Gemara over here is only working with only according to the Man Omar that holds that the Ikuv was said Bachutz, and you are Bachutz. So on that, the Gemara is saying that Akoponim, according to the Mechem Yishim Ma'akev, and that was saying Rabbi Yechon's Mechadish, that this weakness that Hagrola has, Hagrola of Avoda, takes off the whole Teres Avoda, and therefore no form of Ikuv could be said to it, even when the Teres talks to your Mokav. That's what the Tosfos Rishonim over here is saying. Now we don't have too much time over here. So just wanted to point this out. I just want to show you while we're over here, let's just take a little peek of the next line. Right? Just to be more certain that we still spoke about. Look at the next few words. Vafilu nachshav shchita kitzerich pnim. The Rav Yehuda, Kimoy Chafina. Now look at these words. Yeah, he seems to be bavoning a question. He's saying, even if you tell me that by Shechita we also say Tzorech Pnim, like you say by Chafina, Kidapirish Rashi, yeah? That Rashi that we saw. So I see in this Tosfos Rishonim, right, that it's not so simple, right? That Rashi, right? You see, there's two possibilities. He's saying that you might want to ask me a question on what I'm saying now. Rashi learns that Shechita also is considered Tzorech Pnim, but he's getting out of Shechita Lav Avoida, right? So he's really asking what he's saying, right? If you tell me something which is Lav Avoida, you don't say Tzorech Pnim, so why does Rashi say that Shechita, you say Tzorech Pnim? That's the question that he's getting at, right? We don't have time to fear this ice over here. But what I see, but I get to what we mentioned before, is that that's questionable. He makes it a Rashi, right? You know, it's something that you could have argued, maybe, in a Chanami. Shechita doesn't have a din of Tzorech Pnim. I was Pshat Ulam, the other side that we mentioned, right? Right, that's what I just see over here, but I get to this. Akoponim. So let's just mention one thing that if you work out the cheshbonis of the terutzim, right, that even though the first teretz that the Talmid Chacham says to us sounds very understandable, the first teretz was that, well, if you're servicing two things, a pnim and a chutz, so we can't give you the chashivas of a tzarech pnim, but you see from the second teretz that he says that doesn't happen from a chrachas. Now the second teretz is saying that the reason why a sugya is because lav avoida, right, but the fact that it's servicing two things, right, seems to not hold that svar, right? I just want to point out that there seems to be machlekes over here, right? Whether
isn't the lav avoida dependent on this first theory that because there's the avoida lachitz?
No. The lav avoida, let's say, according to what we said, is that the hagrol is just something preliminary, which is deciding, not so much the fact that it's also deciding the chutz, right? The lav avoida would be the fact that it's something which is, you know, before the Iker say the Hakrova starts. That would be this for, but not so much the fact that it's also deciding something else. Because it's like he tells the two to Shechita. That's what he's about to ask right now. Shechita lav avoida. Shechita definitely is only, right, servicing this, right? So you see, and that wasn't this what he's saying. He holds that it's not dependent on whether it's serving something else. Shechita lav avoida, just the cheshivas of this thing is that even if this is servicing just that, but there's a weakness in this, right? And the weakness is lav avoida. Right? That's what is comparable to shechita. Shechita lav avoida, and that's what he's about to ask now. That, you know, according to that Rashi, that you say on shechita tzorech pnim kepnim, I am telling you something which is lav avoida. You don't say that svara. Right? That's who's going to have to make further chalukim as he goes on over here. But what we see from over here is, and this is what, you know, we have to pick up when we see there's a question on hand, right? And what's the difference between Hagrola and Chafina, right? This Gemara would suggest that you don't say Tzorech Pnim by Hagrola. Chafin do, what's the difference? So whatever the Terutzim and Rishonim are, we see how they understood, right? And Kinir, if someone's saying a different Teretz, he doesn't agree to the previous Teretz, right? And therefore there'll be Nafkaminas, I should come according to Terutzim, according to what each one holds, the guidelines are. Okay, I have to hold over here, even though we're really in the middle.
So how do we relate the machlokas of the Marum to the machlokas of the Tanum? What is the relationship?